Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends. Welcome to another session of Ask Dr. Rhonda. I'm your host, Dr. Rhonda Waters, CEO of Mutare Group and Mutare Hypnosis. Thanks for listening to another session of Ask Dr. Rhonda, where we help ordinary people create extraordinary lives. You can reach me on email at rfw at Mutare Group. That's M-U-T-A-R-E-G-R-O-U-P, or call us, which is usually the simplest way because there's almost always a question, on 617-266-3057. Again, the phone number is 617-266-3057. Today's topic goes in line with the last week's topic. So today's the discussion is about what to do. I run into this a lot. As people begin, people feel stressed about what they're working on, or they don't feel they have any energy about the kind of work they're doing, or lacking in other activities in their lives, and people feel unsettled or unhappy. I get lots of calls from people, and they say, well, I just don't feel special about work anymore. There's actually lots of science around this, and I'm not going to spend a lot of discussion about this, but apparently almost any job, no matter how complex, sometime around 18 months, and it does happen earlier depending on the job or the situation, that you've learned pretty much everything there is basically about the job, even though the people you see may be interesting, your customers, your clients, your patients may change, but the basic thing about the job becomes then something you're very familiar with. Pretty much the day-to-day is the same. Even if you're a brain surgeon, you're looking at people's brains every day, which is one way of looking at it. One of the things I'd like you to challenge in yourself is deciding that how you have this feeling of being stuck. So if you're feeling stuck in a situation, is what does that stuck mean? So say, for example, you spent time in school learning how to do a particular task. You become like myself. I'm an electrician by training and trade. Before I became Dr. Rhonda, I was an electrician. I worked for the telephone company, some of you may know. So I have different skills from that, which I carried someplace else. But sometimes when we think about whether we're bored or feeling stuck at work, and that's why I wanted you to look at pros and cons of making changes and shifts, is to consider that it may, in fact, be fine where you are, what you're doing. That as human beings, we don't need to draw all our energy or ideas or the great feelings we have from life about our career or our work. Most of the people who come and see Bonnie and I talk about, you know, they say that their family is the most important thing in the world to them, so, which flies in the face of the, you know, how important my work is to me. So sometimes work is more about paying for things you want your family to have. The concept of drawing energy and whether we love or don't love our day-to-day lives from our work is really very new, probably less than 50 years old. Before that, if you asked your grandparents or your great-grandparents, you know, did they feel energized about work, they'd say, yeah, I felt about my check. Why? Or they look at you like you'd lost your mind, which is not to say you can't have energy from your work, because you can. It's a matter of shifting your thinking about it, or reframing it, perhaps, is a better way to say it. So what I wanted you to think about changing your career and think about pros and cons for making changes. And one of the aspects of making changes is very often, probably around half-ish of people that I work with decide that they, you know, their job they're on really isn't that bad. It was more about it needed to be restructured. It might have felt overwhelmed. It needed to be shifted. They needed to change some of their thinking about the work. But they would prefer to have that job and do a good job or an excellent job than to go out and look for another one. There you go. Because if, in fact, you decide you don't like the current job you're on, and unless you're independently wealthy, you need another job to go to. So for some people, they think, or it would require you to move. You might have to transfer. You may have a family and children and other things. I've seen lots of folk decide to bloom where they're planted. Lots of husband and wife teams have come into my office and they bloom where they're planted because their children are still in grade school. And they're like, oh, you know, we can't move. We have to do all this and that, you know, with the children. And that shift in their heads has allowed them to say, okay, now how can I enhance, and this is what I really want you to do for this week, how can I enhance what I'm doing now, or how can I learn something else? Because that's usually what happens when we think we're bored about something. And boredom is, of course, something we've learned to have or do. human beings do not require constant stimulus. However, with our little smartphones and our other activities and many other, we're constantly in motion. And this is actually why I spent so much time teaching people how to self-calm or to do self-hypnosis, because if you're constantly running on a treadmill, it's hard to get somebody to stop sometimes till they realize, till they fall off, and then it's a whole different situation. But there's the getting your mind or keeping your mind engaged and active is also something that is now beginning to be research about, and how people stay alert into older ages is that having an interest in something beyond just themselves. Besides the fact that it'll make you more interesting to other people when you have something to say other than, you know, geez, I hate the weather, you know, something, unless you really know the weather in depth. That apparently there's a bunch of folks who really love talking about weather. But I want you to consider, even if you decided you're going to stay where you are, that's fantastic. If staying where you are, the work you're doing allows your family to be comfortable or allows you to feel good about yourself, you don't have to change jobs to be more satisfied or happy in your life. I would encourage you to do, this is what I want you to do something, is even if you decide you want to do something else, and this is a challenge that we talked about a little bit about last week, was if you don't know what else to do, the only way you can figure out what else you might want to do instead of what you're working on now is to go learn something new. Because even though you're an intelligent, capable, competent, thoughtful person, because everyone who listens to me is, you may need to learn something in order to recognize that this is something you'd like to do. I tell people all the time that I was already out working. I'd already left Verizon when I saw Les Brown give a presentation at the National Speakers Association here at the local chapter here in Boston where I was a member. And when I saw Les Brown, now I've seen people give presentations my whole life. I was giving presentations, whatever. When I saw him giving presentations and talking about how you transform a particular presentation from you into something that has meaning for other people, a bell went off in my head and said, I can do that. But I had to be in that place and see that thing, and I see this over and over again with my clients, is you need to see that thing to recognize that's something for you. Very few of us are like Steve Jobs and pull something out of whole cloth, although, frankly, computers existed, but he had a slightly different vision of them. He did not invent the computer. Apple he invented and pulled out of the world, but it existed and he had to make it something different. Most of us don't have that Steve Jobs thing, figuring out what we could do different requires us to learn something. Most of us are not independently wealthy. We can't pay people to do all this stuff, so we need to learn something about it. Plus, learning about things also gives you the opportunity to learn about some things and to think, nope, I do not want to do that, that is not for me. So you learn. I've seen this happen also in some places to do with education as well. Some schools, I was working in teaching at a college here locally, and I learned a little bit about how teachers are trained. And in some cases, when teachers who are going to be elementary and high school and middle school teachers are trained, they actually don't work with children until they're a senior in college. Now, I'm not thinking that's the best plan going. That they should be having some, even if it's a teaching assistant or they're in a classroom, so they get a chance to get a feeling for what it's like to be with children. Because if you've never worked with children, they're different. Children are not just small adults. I understand we were all children once. If you're a parent, you know this. If you try to treat your small child like they're just a small adult, you are doomed to lots of stress and agony. Children are different. Their brains require a different kind of time for development and different activities. But if you're already, so you're going to become a teacher, you've been studying to be a teacher, and you've never actually worked with children, when you get to the classroom, you can be in for a rude awakening. That this is part of a process that sometimes I think people need to learn on the front end, have an opportunity to work with teaching other situations. I know some people who actually later, as you may know, I went to college as an adult in my 30s, and I was with some people in classes who were going back to college to become teachers themselves as in their 40s and 50s because they said they'd always wanted to be a teacher, but they couldn't afford the training to go to college when they were teenagers or when they were young folk. Their family didn't have money. They couldn't borrow the money. So they're going to become teachers as adults because they really wanted to be grade school, middle school, high school teachers, you know, bless them. And so they went back to do something different. So what I want to encourage you to do this week is to look for ways in which you can learn something new. So do something different. Now, I've talked in the past about Centers for Adult Education, which may be in your local community. There are places where if you've had, you know, a dream of your life, you thought you wanted to run a B&B, I understand that that industry actually has weekend courses where you can, with a certain amount of training, what have you, is you kind of trade places with someone who runs a B&B to find out what it's really like to do it before you buy one. It's kind of like, you know, perhaps it's a good idea before you buy a tiny house to live in one for a couple of weeks and see how that goes for you. Or a bigger house and think, you know, you might think, hey, it's a great idea to have this gigantic house. And then you realize after one winter of paying the heating bills that with the open plan you got, that might not have been a good idea. But I want you to think about learning something new. Don't accept that what you know now is fabulous. And that's all you're ever going to need to know. So one of the things you can do, because if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you've got a computer somewhere, is there are lots of online courses you can take that are free. There are lots of things, say, for example, Coursera, Coursera, they have online courses for free. Do something you're interested in. You know, there's lots of an internet search of, you know, learn something new, do something different. If you don't have time to go to your local Center for Adult Education or they're not doing anything you're interested in, I've often said it's a really good idea to go to a library, a public library. If you have one near you, get to one. There are tremendous public libraries. I was actually in the one in Boston here, the main public library here in Boston, Copley Square, last weekend. Although I say the most valuable resource in the library are the librarians. that the books and everything and all that other stuff is very important and very useful to us once you get going. But the librarians themselves, ask a librarian, a live librarian, a question when you go in there. Don't just assume you know where to find whatever it is because, A, they may have moved it. B, it could have been put in a different category. C, you could be like me looking in the totally wrong place because I assumed, because I'm a smarty pants, I assumed I knew where it was and I really didn't. So I want you to look for a way to reengage your mind, learn something new. Now, the challenge for some people in doing this is recognizing that you don't know everything. And that's something that people with good sense know. Sorry. Even though we have people who go on TV and tell us all day, I know this, I know that, and there's always an area, even if you're an expert at something, you're not an expert at everything. Doing something different will help trigger your curiosity, but accept the fact that as you learn something new, like I use the analogy of driving a car all the time, like, you know, if you're in a new city, learning your way around the subway system is a little confusing, it's a bit of a struggle. If you don't ride the subway in your local area, you're missing a treat. You should learn to do that because it's a way of navigating, which if you live in a place like Boston, parking your car for $40 a day, whereas getting on the subway for $5, even if you have dough, you think about that. Sorting out how to do something different and learning and recognizing within yourself that you have the capacity to learn is a tremendously empowering thing. Realizing and going back to remember that you have the capacity to learn something. It may not necessarily be an academic thing. It could be just something you're interested in. But I want you for this week to work out something new you want to do. Please feel free to call me, email me. If you're not already a friend of mine on Facebook, Rhonda Waters on Facebook, or Mutari Hypnosis, I'm reactivating Mutari Group on Facebook. I want you to really look at something new you could do that would help rev you up. Do something different for yourself because that part where even if you decide to stay where you are, you're learning about what's going on in your industry. You're learning about new products that are coming out in your industry. It might be things that your bosses, employers don't have any clue about that you can help them be on the front edge that makes you a more valuable employee to them and the company that they're working with. Or if you're running your own company, makes you more valuable to yourself. You're constantly learning new things and then getting busy doing things. Next week we're going to talk about doing things and how to get out of that procrastination mold. So I want to thank you for listening to another session of Ask Dr. Rhonda. And if you have a suggestion on a topic you'd like to talk about, please feel free to send me an email at rfw@mutarehypnosis, mutarehypnosis.com. Thanks for listening.